This is Audible.
The Judge of the Wastes by David Annandale. Performed by Tom Alexander, John Banks, Cliff Chapman, Matthew Hunt, and Joe Sheary.
Servo Skull, confirm number of days since last advance.
327.
Confirm length of Selenis campaign.
5 years, 7 months, 20 days.
Record observation.
Recording.
To be communicated to Colonel Barristan, the construction of long-term fortifications may be having a detrimental effect on the prosecution of the campaign. The resilience of Rock Crete may be putting us subconsciously on the defensive rather than the offensive.
Commissar Selander, I thought I would find you in the tower.
You are generous with the word tower, Confessor Hallstrom. We are less than 10 feet above the rim of the trenches.
That is still the highest point of our fortress. Do the viewing slits not provide a far-reaching perspective?
A glorious panorama. I can see the mountains where the heretics have dug in, and I can see the wastes to our rear.
I grant that they are hardly edifying.
They are not. If that is what we have gained, then we have gained little. Craters and broken rock to the horizon.
To be fair, there is a tree.
One tree. And it is dead. It might as well be its own grave marker. This is why we must advance. The wastes should inspire us to push forward. This brings us to the prisoner. You've been with him. Has he repented?
He's a stubborn piece of work. And I believe worse than a coward.
A heretic.
He does not renounce his story.
I see. Perhaps he clings to the hope of being forgiven and allowed to live.
If he does, his way of seeking exculpation is very strange.
Chrono reminder. Dawn approaches.
Time then, Confessor. Time to disabuse Trooper Arham of this hope. Whether he repents or not, his cowardice has done us a service.
True. The example will be useful. A proper goad.
Colonel Barristan's strategies are sound, but his options are limited. The troops require still greater motivation.
I agree. This is why I suggested the chapel as a site for the execution. All should see the price of cowardice. The spilling of blood in a sacred place will call them to greater sacrifice.
Servo Skull, pronounce the charges.
Trooper Arham, you did abandon your duty to the Emperor, to the Imperium, and to the memory of Cadia. You did forsake your charge to take back Solenes from the heretic and the rebel. You did commit an act of cowardice. You were found to be fleeing from the front lines.
No! I wasn't fleeing! I was attacking! The enemy was there!
There was no enemy! The foe has not crossed our impregnable lines!
I saw him! There was only one, but where there is one, there will be more! I swear by the throne! He was in the middle of the wastelands! He looked—
You are already a coward! Do not taint your soul further with heresy!
He looked like me!
Heroes of Cadia! He says the enemy looked like him. This is true. He abandoned you. He shattered the bonds of brotherhood and fled. Now he lies to you. Now he would have you be credulous and believe the impossible.
You don't understand.
This is your final chance. Will you confess your sins?
I am telling the truth.
You dishonor the uniform. May your blood purge the taint of your cowardice! is the fate of cowards. This is the fate of heretics. Let us bring this lesson to the foe in the mountains.
This tower has become your home, Commissar.
It is conducive to reflection, Colonel.
And what is the subject of your reflections?
Failure.
Of our advance?
Partly.
Where do you think the failure lies? Were we not aggressive enough?
Our troops were valorous. The attack was audacious, and yet it failed.
It should not have taken place, Commissar.
Defeatism does not suit you, Colonel Barristan.
I am not defeated. We have not lost. The campaign is not over. We were pushed back, but our fortifications remain sound. Though we gained no ground, nor did the enemy. But we lost 4,000 soldiers. To what purpose?
It is not our place to question the purpose of our duty.
You misunderstand me. The blame for the failure lies with me. It falls under your purview to judge me on that.
I do not think that will be necessary.
I let myself be influenced by your urging. The lesson you gave in executing the deserter was a valuable one. It inspired us, all of us, and we attacked. In this instance, I should not have let inspiration overrule good sense. There was no way to move forward.
No, there wasn't. I do see that.
So we are clear. My reluctance to throw away my troops' lives is not cowardice or defeatism.
That is understood.
I will leave you to your reflections, then.
Servo Skull, begin recording.
Recording.
I need to say these words. Maybe that will purge the doubt. Is the Colonel right? Perhaps. But if the time is not right, when will it be? We have been here so long, we needed to try something. But I am experiencing doubt about Trooper Arn. They began right after I pulled the trigger. It was the look in his eyes, the sound of his last words. I did not see guilt. He was not afraid, he was angry. I do not see how he could have been innocent, but he had the outrage of an innocent man. And now, the failure of our advance. There have been other attempts, and they could not break the stalemate either, but this was the largest in a long time, and to be pushed back so resoundingly feels like punishment. If there is guilt, it must be mine alone. How could guilt be so collective? No. Speaking these words, I can hear them for what they are. Such doubt is unworthy. The purge has been effective. I will erase this recording. I will... What was... Servo Skull, focus on the wastes. Focus on the lone tree midway to the horizon. Capture picked.
Preserved.
You are not there.
Surrender.
You are not there!
You have been keeping a lonely vigil, Commissar. I have not seen you at a service in some time.
I may not have been here in the chapel, but my thoughts have not been far away.
Oh? Thoughts about what?
Expiation.
Whose?
My own.
Are you quite well?
I don't think so. I need to speak with you, on sacred ground.
Here, then. Here, before the altar,
beneath the holy Aquila of the Emperor. Will this suffice?
I hope so.
You keep looking around. Are you expecting someone to join us?
Maybe. No. I don't think so. Have you seen him?
Who?
Trooper Ahn.
What are you talking about?
You haven't, then. You haven't seen him since the execution.
You have?
Yes. More than once.
You must be mistaken.
I thought so. The first time. It was in the distance. I saw him in the wastes, standing in front of that dead tree. He was beckoning to me.
You could see it was him?
I couldn't be sure from that distance. And when I looked through my magnoculars, he was gone. I saw him again the next day in the same place. I felt that it was him. He was grey, almost featureless, as if he were enveloped by fog. His uniform looked more like a shroud. His face... I saw the shadows of eyes, the shadow of mouth, but no details.
So how could you be sure it was Iron?
My soul knew it. My servo skull has not been able to record his presence. It sees only the tree, and he vanishes whenever I look through my lenses. But the tree is changing shape. I'm sure it is. The branches are reaching out differently. Every time I look, it has moved. It seems to be beckoning to me whenever I'm looking at it. And when I do, it freezes, always in a different position.
This is subjective.
I don't think it is.
How long have we known each other? 20 years? If I met you today and you said these things...
I know what you would have to do. But I'm telling you the truth.
No doubt you think you are. But at that distance, you could be mistaken.
That's what I was telling myself. But last night, I saw him inside, in the corridors.
Were his features clear?
No. I just see their shadows. They are so... dark. His eyes and his mouth are pits. They are night.
Does he speak to you?
He sometimes calls my name. With word and gesture, he calls to me.
Why?
He was innocent.
Do you understand what you are saying?
I do. But I don't understand the full meaning of what I'm seeing.
You must be wrong. Think it through. If Iron was innocent, then he was telling the truth. That he saw an apparition, and that it was him. He was speaking of things that do not exist. If he was speaking the truth, then these heresies are true. Is that what you are telling me?
No.
Doubts are forbidden, but they are also inevitable. That fact is why you and I are necessary. The doubts will come to our comrades, and we expunge them. But we are human too. You are having doubts. You are exhausted. Your doubts have led to guilt, and your exhaustion has led to hallucinations. It is my duty to tell you the truth. Do you understand me?
I think I do.
If you see Iron again, remember that he is a lie. Do not indulge in it. Know that the illusion must be false. Strike at it and banish it.
I will.
Confessor Hallstrom, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Have you spoken with Commissar Solander recently?
Not for some days. Why?
I fear his mind is unbalanced. I thought I'd broken through to him, but I was mistaken. He has not emerged from the surveillance tower for 3 days.
What? Why?
He believes he is seeing the ghost of Trooper Ahen. He believes the man was innocent.
Could he have been?
No, no. He was a coward, a deserter, and a heretic. We did what was necessary.
Why does the Commissar feel otherwise?
I do not know. He is not himself. But we must do something before rumors begin to spread.
Yes. A deluded Commissar is worse than none. Very well. Time to drag him from his tower, Confessor.
Servo Skull, focus lenses on the tree.
Focused.
Capture picked.
Captured.
You're not here today, are you? You're not here. I don't see you. I won't see you. You are a lie. That tree is moving. Not when I look at it, but I know that it is. There! There, there! It wasn't in that position. Capture picked!
Captured.
Analyze picks for significant differences.
Analyzing. There are no differences.
Liar! It has moved! It is calling out! It is beckoning. It is judging. No. I did not hear that. I believe in the Imperial Creed and in the truth of the Emperor. I believe in his force indivisible and in his... I don't see you, Arne. Will you show yourself? No, you won't. You are a lie. You are an illusion. You are...
Sir Lander!
I defy you! Be gone! Halstrom! I didn't see you. Arne was standing before you. Halstrom. Oh, throne!
Confessor! Commissar!
It's all lies, Colonel. Do not believe what you see. I will prove it to you. Servo Skull, follow.
Commissar, stop!
I cannot! There is an enemy, Colonel. I will show you the truth.
Commissar! Sir Lander, stop now!
Servo Skull, we're almost at the tree. Analyze it, damn you! Record picked! Record picked! Record picked!
Recorded.
Now! Analyze. You can see it, can't you? I can see it! I can see the branches moving against the wind.
Analyzing. No change.
Damn you, you blind machinic fool! Damn your soulless eyes! That thing is calling to us!
Commissar, stop, or we will open fire!
A bit longer, Colonel, just a bit longer. I will show you there is something here that we must see. I know there is. I see you, Arne. I was wrong. I admit it. You were right. There is something unnatural here. But what is it? What is the truth that we must see?
Commissar, you have been warned.
A few more yards, Colonel. I will show you. Record!
Recording.
Colonel! Arne was speaking the truth! He saw himself. I am seeing myself now, standing before this tree and mocking me. There is something monstrous here. I can feel vibrations under the ground. A force is gathering. Something will come for us. It must be stopped. Stop smiling at me, fiend. You will fail. The Colonel will bear my warning. You will be.
He's dead, Colonel. I think he was saying something to the servo skull.
Heresy. He was infected by Trooper Arhan's madness. That madness will not spread any further. Burn his body and this tree. We will have no further looking back.
There is nothing for us to learn here.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.